Holy shit, we're finally back.
You were waiting so long and y'all got so sad, didn't you?
Nobody knew.
No,
no one even noticed. They're like, oh, a new episode of this thing? Great. Well, to us, it felt like forever. Because we only make one podcast, whereas you listen to many.
Fair.
But man, we have so much to talk about. First of all, we just saw Avengers Endgame, and before you got here, I just finished watching episode 3 of Game of Thrones. So this episode's all spoilers. So I've been hearing a lot of hate for the military strategies that were employed during the assault on Winterfell.
Right.
So I think our question is, what is your siege strategy?
Winterfell specific siege strategy.
Let's assume you have two dragons at your disposal.
Yeah. Siege defense strategy, we should say.
Yeah. Right.
Because the Night King strategy is pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. He's not really taken from a playbook here. He's using like the pure numbers.
Yeah.
Overrun straight on kind of technique.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, what else are you going to do?
When you can reanimate corpses and things, why not use that strategy?
It's tried and true, to be honest.
Yeah, we can't really fault it. So let's pick apart the defense. I don't think it was that bad. I feel like people are being too hard on them, given what they had. I feel like they did pretty good.
I can't say that I didn't cringe when they sent all the Dothraki with the flaming swords just to get stomped against the line of deads coming at him in the darkness. That was pretty disheartening.
Yeah, but you can't, like, what? That was a fine strategy. They did the whole creeping barrage of artillery over top of them. They lit their swords on fire against ice people, which is like, you know, that's what you do. What else do you do?
I admit it was impressive looking. That frontline charge with the overarching flaming boulders.
And yeah.
A wolf. But I don't think it made much of a dent.
What was wrong with it strategically, though? They wanted to demoralize them.
Can't do that to the dead.
Yeah, but
can't they break the dead.
They didn't know that. They thought maybe they could.
Oh, they knew. They're stupid. Let's talk about what they did wrong with the dragons.
Okay.
They've been proven to be very vulnerable going straight on against the Ice King. He can spear your shit right out of the air. You know this now. Yet you take both the dragons in a head-on attack straight for them.
Mm-hmm.
Very stupid. It's like these guys have never seen How to Train Your Dragon either, because they don't they don't even bother with like dragon armor.
To be fair, I don't think they have seen How to Train Your Dragon. I think this is all sort of new ground for them.
Well, don't you put two and two together after your last dragon got speared through the heart?
They definitely should have tried.
Maybe like a breastplate.
Yeah. They should have tried some dragon armor. I'll give you that. But I don't think it was wrong to go after the Night King with their two dragons. It's 2-on-1. The whole battle is a game of Quidditch. All they have to do is kill the Night King and it's over. So nothing else matters that happens on the battlefield.
I admit they should have made a stronger play for the Night King directly.
Yeah. I mean, your point about sending the Dothraki in, I feel like they were trying to like create a wedge in the crowd so they could get to the Night King or whatever. At least I hope so.
They didn't even know where he was at that point.
Yeah.
See, here's the other problem. They totally underutilized the dragons. Like, they didn't even practice flying them in like cool patterns, like attack formations, or
yeah.
They didn't have like run routes like fly formation C, burn up through blah, blah, blah. All they had was like a torch signal for Daenerys to light the trench on fire.
Yeah.
Which didn't even work.
Yeah, again, they didn't know that the ice people would be cold enough to prevent a fire from happening. That's pretty crazy.
It's basically winter already. They thought, I don't know.
Yeah. You think they just put wet wood out there and hoped for the best?
I suppose they did the best with what they had.
Yeah.
But it was no Helm's Deep. Speaking of which, what do you think's more scary? An army of reanimated dead people or an army of orcs and Uruk-hai?
Obviously the orcs. I feel like
obviously.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, because reanimated dead people are always like all weak and dumb. Well, all they have is numbers. So if there's an army of both, then I'd take the dead people to fight.
Okay, I kind of see your point. I mean, the dead guys come back.
Yeah.
Repetitively.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
There's rules. You got to behead them or whatever.
But it's true. They do seem a little bit slower and weaker.
Yep.
I mean, those Uruk-hai that Saruman cooked up were pretty strong. They were all ripped.
Yeah.
The dead guys are just like regular. Some of them are little scrawny dudes. I guess orcs are kind of small, though.
Kind of. But they're also bigger than plain dead guys.
Maybe.
Stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I just feel like zombies are dumb, and that's a good advantage.
Yeah. I couldn't tell like how smart the dead guys are in Game of Thrones.
They seemed fairly zombie-like. Like they would climb over walls and just fall because they didn't really... Their whole thing was just move forward and kill. Like they don't really think about it.
Yeah, but then there's a few of them searching for Arya in the library. They seemed kind of like had those their ones, senses about them.
Yeah, those ones did seem smarter.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I loved Arya's storyline in the episode either. I don't think she should have killed the Night King because she never met him before. Like she just kind of, I don't know, she's just the hero because she's cool.
Someone got to stab him. Who else is quicker and more agile than Arya?
Yeah, but...
I mean, like, no one's going to take the Night King in one-to-one fair combat. Someone's just got to get the sneak on him.
Yeah, yeah. But that was, it's not like that was their plan. If that was their plan, that would be cool. But it just sort of happened.
It was someone's plan. The Red Lady knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, true. She's pretty mysterious overall. I don't really get why she took off her Infinity Life choker at the end of the episode.
I think she used up all her juice getting the trench lit.
Yeah, but what does she have to do to get more juice? Doesn't she just kill innocents?
Yeah, probably. I guess she was done with that.
Okay, fair. I guess when you're done killing innocents, you're done killing innocents.
Yeah. There's like 6 people left in the world at this point. So she's like, fuck it. This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by 5-Pin Bowling. You've reached the call-in line for the Super Good Question podcast. Either you have a question for us, or you're extremely angry about a question we already did. Either way, please leave your message, and we'll respond to you on the air. Thank you.
Hey, this is Chris and Jess from the Now Serving podcast.
That's right, the podcast that serves the tea being the truth, or our versions of it, at least, each and every week. And this week we have a super good question for you, don't we, Chris?
We sure do. If you could switch places with a celebrity, alive or dead, who would it be and why? And they can be male or female.
It's true, but we would prefer that you chose a celebrity based on other criteria other than you want to have sex with yourself as a celebrity.
Thanks, guys, for sending that question in, or phoning that question in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty basic, but we'll take it.
Well, also, Trey Posh took away our favorite criteria for answering, which is...
I know. I don't know how to answer other than, like, to position myself to have sex with Beyonce. I was gonna switch places with Jay-Z, but now apparently that's off the table.
Yeah, thanks, Trey Posh.
Thanks a lot.
I feel like we should judge their answers first. So you can hop over to their feed, Now Serving Podcast, and find the episode that they talk about this on.
Yes, they give some detailed answers.
And yeah.
We were quite impressed, as usual, by their answers.
Yeah. I want to take a moment to judge their answers before we give our own.
Okay, first of all, John Malkovich is the perfect answer.
That was so, Trey Posh.
Yeah. Shared it to Trey Posh on that one. And it's funny that she answered that as a who she'd want to switch places with, given that the movie Being John Malkovich exists and is also one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, good call. I can't really find much fault in that answer.
Basically, I think you'd just be living the movie Being John Malkovich.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty surreal.
Which is fine, right? Like, that's fine.
That's totally fine. Like, I already can't take John Malkovich seriously as an actor after,
yeah,
like, knowing that movie.
Yeah.
I can't look at him the same anyways. So
yeah, me either.
I might as well be him.
Yeah. How about Chris's answers? So let's start off with investigative journalist, like, power woman, Diane Sawyer. What's the other one? Barbara Walters?
I wouldn't not want to be Barbara Walters.
Okay. All right.
I think she knows things and has seen things. Well, I don't know if you get all her knowledge, but assuming she gets into like some pretty cool secret clubs and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I feel like she's, no matter where she goes, she's on the list sort of thing.
Exactly.
So like, that's fair.
Yeah. They've always got a table for Barbara Walters.
He also went to Chris Evans eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he seems like a cool, wholesome dude.
Let's not lie to ourselves, Chris. I think that was based on America's Ass.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely based on You Want His Body, which I don't fault you for, but be honest about it.
Yeah, no worries. We've all been there.
When I thought about...
We'd all like to have Chris Evans.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, when I thought about this question, the first thing I go to is, whose body do I want?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I want to be The Rock? Do I want to be Vin Diesel?
The Rock was my first go-to as well, but I quickly thought that, no, I can't keep up with that fitness regimen and, like, diet, so I would just become a blob in, like, however long that takes. A couple months, I guess.
I can't even picture The Rock fat, but you could do it.
Yeah.
I feel like you could pull that off.
I wouldn't be The Rock. I'd be the the sponge.
Yeah, yeah.
The gelatinous, the molten rock.
gross. You'd probably continue his diet, but you wouldn't continue the workout. And so it would just be...
I'd continue his cheat day diet every day.
Imagine how much you could eat, though. Just in the first week or so, just for fun.
Oh, I'd be such a glutton.
Yeah.
Like, people would be shocked.
And disgusted.
And so disgusted.
Okay, okay. Who, aside from the perfect answer of Jess's, which is John Malkovich, who would you pick?
Prince. Obviously, alive Prince. No, yeah. Wait. No. Reanimated zombie Prince. Change my answer.
Prince is a good answer, but why?
Because I want to be in a small body.
You're sick of being 6'3" or whatever you are?
Yeah, I want to be comfortable on airplanes and also have a lot of money and like talent. I guess, I don't know if you get Prince's talent too.
I think you get their talent. I think you get the everything that they have.
Okay.
Including their physical talents.
All the better then.
Yeah.
Prince for the win.
It's a really good answer. I don't know how much better I could do. I might want to be like a tech mogul of some sort, but I feel like that's wasting the body swap aspect because they're all chubsters.
Yeah, it is a bit of a waste. You're just swapping bodies to obtain their bank account at that point.
Yeah, which probably I'd probably just be sad. I don't know if the money would buy me happiness.
And knowing texters, like, they've probably got some failsafe on their personal things that, like, is password protected.
Yeah, they've got to put in a password to stop the kill switch every day, I'm sure.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't be able to access any of their stuff. Hmm. Who would I be? You mentioned Beyonce before. I think that's a good one. You said you wanted to be Jay-Z to fuck her, but that's off the table.
What if you just turned into Beyonce, sent nudes to yourself?
I think that's also off the table. Like, I think her whole point was we can't approach this from a sexual context.
What else is there?
So you've stumped us. Sorry. Your rules were too stringent, and thus the question has been thrown out.
Fizzled.
I was in Europe, and I saw a lot of old churches.
Gross.
I didn't see Notre Dame.
Saying it wrong.
Notre Dame.
Saying it wrong.
Notre Dame.
pass.
Still no, it's still wrong. But my question is, should we care about old churches burning down?
Oh, relevant. Topical world news. I mean, yeah, that we should. I don't care that it's a church. I just care that it's cool architecture, which unfortunately happens to be, a lot of them happen to be churches, but what can you do? Too late. They already built it.
You think we should save heritage buildings? I feel like that's really weird for you.
Not that I don't care about that. It's just that it's old. It's just, it's a cool, like it's, you know, it's got some nice stonework.
It's just well done old.
Yeah, it's just well done old shit, so.
Yeah. Okay.
It still looks pretty good, I thought.
What do you mean, burning? No,
not post-fire. Well, I mean, even post-fire, but like for the age that it is, it's not really like falling down or anything, right? So.
Well, it is falling down. It's burnt down.
But it's not crumbling. Like, it's not like there's people in there like the way they are downtown Toronto. I hope that putting boards around the top of buildings so they aren't like crumbling away.
Yeah. So you think it's okay if something that people live in burns down as long as it's ugly. But you don't want Notre Dame to burn down because it's old and cool.
Well, how am I going to explain to my child who's just seen The Hunchback
of what? Of where?
I would feel the same way if it was like a really well-done statue of Hitler. It'd have to be really well done. Don't get me wrong. Like a marble mustache and everything.
Marble, just the mustache?
It's all plaster, marble mustache.